The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
What's going on, everyone? This is End Time Headlines. Welcome to the broadcast today. It is Tuesday, January 4th, and we are going to be, we're about to embark into a live prayer segment. So we're going to give, being that this is live, we want to give everybody just a moment to hop onto the broadcast so that you guys that are able to jump on live can partake of this live prayer session. Now, I want to make a couple announcements and talk about a few things before we get into the prayer aspect of this. First of all, and originally we were not going to put this out on our podcast or YouTube and Rumble. And I think I say that almost every year that we're not going to do that. We end up doing it. And the reason I feel like that we should is because not everybody is on Facebook and we realize that. And just because they're not able to join live like many of you guys, doesn't mean that they could come on later on and come into agreement with the prayers that's being spoken and being released in prayers of agreement. So we're going to go ahead. I've made the decision to go ahead and we're going to put this out on our podcast. We're going to put this out on YouTube and Rumble and all those other channels as well. So first of all, we want to welcome everybody to the broadcast. If this is your first time joining us on any platform, we welcome you. Let us know that you're new and where you guys are joining us from in the comments section below. Now, before we get into this, you may be asking, what is this about? Why are we praying? What are we praying about? Usually every single year about this time, many, many churches across the world come together and they come together on a corporate level and they begin to enter into a season of prayer and fasting, believing for many breakthroughs, whether it be in people's health, whether it be people's finances, whether it be in their marriage, whether it be with their children, their businesses, their churches, whatever the case may be, there's a whole slew of reasons why people do that. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to pray over many of these aspects today. We're going to come into agreement with you guys. Now, before we do that, some other things I want to cover here. First of all, if you've not been able to catch any of our prayer and fasting series that we have been launching, and really it's their kind of revised, all we're doing is we're taking content that we've already released. We did like a 6 to 8 part series on fasting several years ago, and this was archived on our YouTube channel. I'm taking these and we're revising them and we're uploading them to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and to Rumble and even putting them back on YouTube and even here on Facebook so that many of our new viewers, because we understand, from 2, 3, 4 years ago, we have a whole lot of new viewers that may not be aware that we did this series. So we want to relaunch those so these can be tools to equip you and that they can bless you during this time of prayer and fasting. Now, having said that, though in the content of those of that series, it answers many questions that many of you guys constantly email us with or message us with or leave in comments. I see it in the comment section, all these questions that are asked continually about prayer and fasting. And real quick, I want to answer two of them because these two of all the questions that we get about prayer and fasting, these are probably the two biggest questions or two most prominent questions that we get every single year regarding this topic. So we want to answer these two real quick and then we're going to get into prayer. Again, on prayer and fasting, the first question almost inevitably that we get a lot of is, okay, Brother Ricky, what if for health reasons, I can't participate in fasting? It's sugar issues with their blood, hypoglycemic, hyperglycemic, sugar diabetes, blood disorders, whatever the case would be, and they can't physically go without food. And here's the question they'll get. How am I supposed to fast? Can I fast? What am I supposed to do? And that incident, guys, here's what I suggest that you do. And I'm going to say this before I get to the point. God looks at your heart. This is not a, well, I'm going to fast 7 days. I'm going to fast 21 days. I'm going to go 40 days, or I'm going to go longer than anybody else. Listen, if you have that kind of attitude and approach about prayer and fasting, then you have the wrong motives and the wrong attitude. I'm going to tell you the truth. God looks upon and sees the heart. You do what you can do, and God will bless your initiative. He will bless your intent and your sacrifice. Now, having said that, if you cannot physically, and listen, I get it, guys. If I go a long period without food, I get spikes in my sugar or certain things go on with my blood levels as well. And I start having a whole slew of physical issues. So here's what I want to revise, or here's what I want to say to you. If you are physically able to fast, you fast. Okay, you fast. Now, I'm going to tell you what fasting is in just a second and what it's not. We're going to pray. I promise we're going to pray. But again, all this is in this series. We're just giving you a quick cliff notes of this. So again, if you're healthy, depending on whatever age you are, if you're healthy, you've got good blood sugar levels, everything checks out, and you can fast something food-wise, then you fast and God will honor it. If you cannot abstain from food whatsoever, a long period of time, or whatever the case may be, here's what you do. Just listen, up your devotional time. Spend more time in the presence of God. Spend more time in the Word of God. Spend more time in praying. What are you doing? You're upping your devotion. You're going deeper with Him. And you know what? God will honor that. He's not going to look down on you. He's not going to neglect you. He's not going to disqualify you. He is going to honor your heart and your sacrifice. Amen. Come on, somebody. Now this is the second part of the first one. Fasting in the Bible definition means to shut the mouth. It literally means to not eat. Let me tell you what fasting is not. Fasting is not abstinence from things. Fasting, when people, and I laugh about this, bless, as we say in the South, bless your heart. When you say, well, Brother Ricky, I'm going to go on a 21-day fast, and I'm going to fast television for 21 days. Listen, that's great, and God will honor that, but that is not fasting by Bible terms and definition. That is what we call abstinence or discipline. Paul talked about that. The Apostle Paul said, I discipline or I buffet my body. So you can abstain from television or sports or activities or hobbies or whatever. And then you get the really bizarre folks that start saying, well, I'm going to fast carbs. Well, that's not fast. That's a keto diet. Many of you guys live on a keto diet. So therefore, by you saying that, you're not really fasting. You're not making any sacrifice because, come on, you're already living a lifestyle of no carbs. Come on. We always, listen, by habit, we want to look for the easy way out on everything. Come on. I'm just being real. Again, don't get mad at me. I'm not telling you that if God has put it on your heart during this time of prayer and fasting that to lay aside television, that's great. You do that. Lay aside social media, whatever, and God will honor that. But don't go around telling people that that's the definition of fasting, because it's not. That is not the Bible. Listen, I challenge you to go through the Old Testament, New Testament, find everywhere and anywhere that men and women of God fasted, and you will discover that they literally did not eat or drink at times. Some did a full fast of no food or water for a short period of time, because you can't go a long period of time. You got to have at least water or you'll die. Come on, wisdom. Or they did a water-only fast, and Jesus Moses, and even modern people. I know pastors right now I can name to you that have gone on 40-day fast. I have personally never went on a 40-day fast. I'm not trying to compete with anybody. I'm just telling you, I'm just being honest with you. But I do know people that personally has done it, and God honored it and blessed it. Okay. Now, the last thing I want to tell you is when it comes to this, again, here's another, this is something else we always get. Well, if we're fasting, we should not be announcing that we're fasting, and we shouldn't be talking about this, and God's not going to bless it because we're all talking about coming together and praying and fasting. Well, listen, that's just ignorant, because the Bible makes a distinction between a private fast and a corporate fast. And they always reference Matthew 6. And I'm very aware of that scripture. When you fast, go in your secret place and fast in secret, that your Heavenly Father may see you fasting in secret and will reward you openly. He is referencing here private, personal fast, which everybody, at one point or another, if you feel led by the Holy Spirit to go on a personal, private fast, then you don't announce that to everybody. You keep that between you and the Father. But then I can show you in the Bible where there was times where there was corporate fast. How about the story of Esther? Esther called a corporate fast. All the Jews of the land, they called a time of prayer and fasting. Why? Because they all came together. They all humbled themselves in prayer and fasting. Because the fate of the Jewish people hung in the balance. Thus, the nation, was called to go into a time of prayer and fasting. I can show in the book of Jonah, when Jonah showed up in Nineveh and he gave the word of the Lord that judgment was coming, the Bible says from the king to the people, all joined in on a corporate time of prayer and fasting. And as a result of it, God brung a reprieve, and he did not judge them because they repented in sackcloth and ashes through prayer and fasting. And by the way, this is the picture in which we hinge 2 Chronicles 7:14 on. And if my people that are called by my name shall pray and humble themselves and turn from their sins and wicked ways, that connotation of praying and humbling yourself, that is through fasting. So again, what am I saying? There's a difference between private prayer or fasting and corporate fasting. So don't let somebody get on an internet blog or on Facebook or under the comment section of YouTube and all this, and they start blasting me for talking about calling people to a corporate fast or participating in a corporate fast, or they drill people like Jensen Franklin and Pastor Bob Rogers of Evangel World Prayer Center and all these other pastors that encourage their flock and encourage their people to enter into a time of corporate prayer and fasting. They call them heretics and they call them false prophets. And it's just, I'm just sorry, but it's just plain ignorant and stupid. It's lack of Bible knowledge. Now, that's what I wanted to tell you. So let's get into this prayer. So we got a lot of folks on here that are live here on Facebook. And the word of the Lord says in Matthew 18:19, if any two shall agree in touching any one thing on earth, it shall be done by the Father, which is in heaven. So I don't know. Listen, if we started asking folks right now on the Facebook live feed or on YouTube or on Rumble or on the podcast, if we begin to ask you personally, what are you believing God for? What is your greatest needs? You could probably write down 1, 2, 3, 4. You could write down all these. And I want to encourage you, write down your greatest needs. Make a list. Begin to believe. Begin to pray. Begin to come into agreement. And watch God begin to move on your behalf through your faith and through your time of prayer and fasting. We do this, again, folks do this every single year, and they see breakthroughs. And I want to say this before we pray. When you enter into a corporate time of prayer and fasting, if one individual gets a breakthrough, if if Jimmy on live feed or on YouTube begins to pray and believe that God would heal his body of a particular disorder or disease, and he gets a breakthrough and God heals him, listen, that makes everyone else a candidate, because God is no respecter of persons. And if God can heal Jimmy, come on somebody, then God can heal Lynn, and God can heal Jessica, and God can heal Brother Ricky, and God can heal your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, because he is the God of healing. Same goes with financial breakthrough. God is Jehovah Jireh. And if one person can get a breakthrough, we're all candidates of getting a breakthrough. This is why the Bible encourages us to testify to one another. We overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, because it encourages others. It equips others. It builds others' faith to begin to believe God for the very thing that you got your prayer answered for. So having said that, we've got requests coming in all over the place for healing. We've got marriages that need prayed for. We got children that need to be restored. We got marriages that need to be restored. We've got financial breakthroughs that need to be. So let's begin to pray right now. Father, first of all, we're going to lift up the name of the Lord, the name that has been given above every name. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Heavenly Father. We thank you. We hallow your great name, according to Matthew chapter 6. We hallow the name of the Lord. We hallow you as Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We hallow the name of Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you that you're Jehovah Rapha. You're the Lord God, our healer. We thank you that you're Jehovah Shalom. You're the God that gives peace. Lord, you are always present. You're everlasting. You're King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are our banner. You are our shepherd. You are our salvation. You are our Messiah. Lord, everything that we need to pertain to this life is found in you and you alone. Lord, you said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The cattle on 1,000 hills is yours. The silver and gold is yours. Lord, we thank you, Father, that you are the possessor of all that we need. So we come, you said in your word, that we could come boldly before the throne room of grace and obtain mercy in the time of need. Lord, I thank you, Lord, as we come before your throne today as a corporate body, as the gathering of the ecclesia. Lord, you see our prayers. You see our petitions. You see, Lord God, those things in which we are interceding and believing God for. Lord, you see the miracles that need to happen. You see, Lord, the breakthroughs that people are believing for. You see, Lord God, the deliverances that need be. Lord, you see the restorations that need be. You see the reconciliations that need be. Lord, the mending. Lord, the forgiveness, Lord God, the mercy, the grace, the salvations, the prodigals, sons and daughters. Lord, whatever the needs be today, Lord, we come boldly before your throne and we begin to release our prayers before you today. Now, Father, I come into agreement with every single individual under the sound of my voice, whatever platform they're listening, whether it be live, whether it be the rebroadcast, wherever they're listening from, whatever city, whatever county, whatever nation, whatever state, wherever they're listening from, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that, Lord, boundaries are no barrier to you. Lord, you're able to go through boundaries. You're able to transcend through time. Lord, you're the God who was, which is, and is to come. You're the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, God. Lord, you said in your word, Father, that whatsoever things we ask in prayer, if we'll just simply believe that we receive them and not doubt in our heart, we shall have that whatsoever we believe. So, Father, we begin to believe you today for those prayers, God. Lord, I come into agreement, Lord, with Father, for those individuals that are standing in agreement for, Lord God, for their sons and for their daughters and for their wives and for their husbands and for their family members, their co-workers, Lord, their neighbors, their friends, whoever these be, Lord God, that need the salvation knowledge and understanding and revelation of who you are. God, we come into agreement with that. I pray, Lord, according to the book of Ephesians, that the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, that it be open, that the veil that is preventing them from receiving the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that veil that Satan has kept them bound in, that veil of deception, that veil of idolatry, that veil of false doctrine and false gospel, that veil of hurts and wounds and unbelief and doubt in Jesus' name. I declare today that every veil is coming off in Jesus' name, and loved ones are coming to the Lord. Come on, do you believe that today? I want you to begin to call out people's names right now. You've got people in your family. You are the only prayer intercessor that they have. You're the only one that's believing for them to be saved. You could be the one as Moses that's standing in the gap and making up the hedge before heaven. And literally you're standing in the breach of heaven and hell over these souls that are being prayed for by you. So you need to just begin to call them out by name. Call out your family members. Call out your neighbors. Call out your the church members or acquaintances that you have. Come on, the husband, the wife, the daughters, the aunts, the uncles, the nephews, the nieces, the cousins, whoever they are, begin to call them out by name in Jesus' name and declare them saved. Come on, the Bible says that we are to call those things that be not as though they were. In other words, come on, you begin to declare, Lord, I thank you that they're saved. I thank you that they're coming home. I thank you that they're being delivered. I thank you that they're coming back to the fold. I thank you that they're coming to their senses. The veil is being lifted off. Breakthrough is coming their way. Devil, you can't have our family members. Devil, we declare unto you that you will not have one member of our family in Jesus' name. We declare them set free. We declare them liberated in Jesus' name. Now I begin to profess the blood of Jesus. I profess it over your family. I profess it over your household. I profess it over your children. I profess it over everything and over every proximity of what you have, your possessions, your home. The Bible says of Job that God put a hedge about him. Satan saw it. Satan understood it. He understood that there was a hedge that was placed about Job. And I declare a hedge around you in Jesus' name. I pray for the protection of the Lord be upon you for 2022. Come on, just begin to stand in agreement with Brother Ricky today. The word of the Lord says in Psalms 91, no evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, but it shall not come near us. Lord, I thank you that we shall not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day, the terror by night, the noisome pestilence. Come on, I'm going to say it again. We shall not fear the noisome pestilence. But Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you're giving us angels. You're giving angels charge over us, according to the book of Hebrews. You said, are these not ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation? God, you said these angels hearken unto the word of the Lord. As we pray, as we begin to declare and intercede, God, we thank you for heavenly assistance. We thank you for heavenly hosts that are being dispatched on our behalf. Lord, you said in the book of Psalm 91 that the angel of the Lord will uphold us. He will bear us up in our hands and in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. You said in the word of the Lord in the book of Psalm that the angel of the Lord encamps around about us, around those who fear the Lord. and no evil shall befall us. You said that you've given us power and authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy in Jesus' name, God. Lord, I thank you I thank you, Father. Lord, I lay hands on my own self today. Come on, I need you to agree with me today. Just like I'm doing, you believe for your household. Father, I believe for my whole household. Lord, that 2022, we're going to be healthy. We're going to be strong. We're going to be full of vitality. Lord, I bind all sicknesses, infirmities, diseases, ailments, plagues, pestilences, viruses. Lord, I bind them off of our home. Bind them off of our family in Jesus' name. I declare that we'll be strengthened in our bodies. I declare the book of Psalm, verse 91, verse 17, with long life, you're satisfying us and showing us the joy of our salvation. Lord, you said in the book of Psalms, 90, verse 10, you said, man's years shall be 70 and 80 or more by reason of strength. Lord, you said in the book of Exodus, in several points and several places in Exodus, you said, if we hearken unto your word, we heed your commandments and obey your word. You said that none of the diseases that you permitted to be brought upon the Egyptians, you will permit none of them to come upon us, for you are the Lord, our healer. You're Jehovah Rapha. You said that you'll bless our bread, you'll bless our water, and you'll take disease from the midst of us. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, do you believe that today? You receive that today. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you today for your healing power. I thank you for your delivering power today. Lord, I declare today, Lord God, restoration and reconciliation for every marriage that is represented today on whatever platform's listening, whatever platform's watching. Right now, I take authority over every demonic, evil spirit that's trying to divide homes, trying to divide families, trying to divide marriages. I come against spirits of infidelity, spirits of immorality, spirits of adultery, spirits of perversion, spirits of wickedness, confusion, strife, discord, and dissension. I bind them off of our homes in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask that you begin to release, Lord God, a spirit of peace in our homes, a spirit of reconciliation over our marriages. Lord, I ask that, Lord, you would bind our marriages in covenant and agreement, God, that, Lord, love would be released, love and joy and peace and long-suffering and goodness and gentleness and meekness and temperance and faith, Lord God, forgiveness, Lord God, and mercy, God, would be released in our homes in Jesus' name. And what the devil has intended for evil, God, I thank you that you're turning it around in 2022 and you'll make it for good in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you that every assignment that the enemy has perpetrated against everyone here and against your marriage, every assignment of hell, I declare that it's broken. I declare it null and void. And I declare that heaven's assignments be released and come to fruition over our wives and over our husbands and over our marriages in Jesus' name. Oh, come on. I plead the blood of Jesus over my marriage. I plead the blood of Jesus over my wife. Come on, begin to call out your wife. Begin to call out your husband. I lift up Melissa to you today, oh Lord, and I bless her as the woman of God of our home and as the mother of our home and as the wife of our home and as the woman of God of our home. I bless her and declare what the word of the Lord says about her and her identity over her. And I declare she's the head and not the tail, and above and not beneath, and she shall excel and shall exceed, and she shall be victorious, and she shall conquer in everything that she lays her hands to do. Come on. You know, the Bible says that we are to praise our spouse, our husbands, and praise our wives. Some of y'all, listen, you get around people out in the world, and all they do is cut down their husband. Come on, they cut down their wives. They talk, they nag, and they cut them down. They're good for nothing. Oh, I can't believe this. And it's negative, and it's curses. Come on, the Bible says that bitter water and fresh water are not to flow out of the same fountain. Come on, we need to ask God to forgive us of that stuff. If you're doing that, remove it from our vocabulary and begin to release blessing over them. The Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Well, my wife is not the wife that I want her to be. My husband is a no good for nothing, lazy, low down, pathetic. I can't believe blah, blah, blah. Well, then why don't you begin to speak what you would desire for them to be. Begin to praise God and thank God. Begin to, come on, I don't even know how to word this, but I'm going to say it, and it's probably going to get people mad, but I'm going to say it anyway. Begin to build them up the way that you desire for them to be, and for the finished product, do it with your mouth. Listen, if you try to force them to change and force them to be somebody that you want them to be and put it into your own hands to do that by your actions, it's going to fail every time. But if you get in your prayer closet and you get, come on, before the Lord, and you begin to release your prayers by opening your mouth and declaring the word of the Lord over them and what you desire for them to be, and what God wants them to be, you'll see God move supernaturally on their behalf. Listen, I learned this lesson a long time ago. I try to be Junior Holy Ghost, and I try to do God a favor and try to convict my wife and change my wife on certain things. I'm not talking about she was out here sinning and doing all this stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just these little things that we want our spouses to do, or this or that, that's not necessarily wrong. But listen, we are not Junior Holy Spirit. But what we do is we begin to pray for them and we lead by example. Come on, that's a word for somebody right there. Pray and lead by example. I couldn't tell you, listen, mighty men of God that you read about in times of old, many of them had wives that were born again, that were on fire for God, but their husbands were not, and they kept praying for them, believing for them, and living the example before them. And through that, their husbands gave their heart to the Lord, became mighty men of God, and now we have books on our shelves, we've got sermons that they have preached that we love to hear from, and it was all started, come on, in the prayer closet through the wife, or vice versa, guys. It's not always the husband and the wife praying for the husband, but it could be the husband praying for the wife. Hello, are you listening to me? So now, oh, thank you, Lord. Come on. Now I want you to begin. We're going to begin to pray for some folks. Listen, how many knows that we are not as kingdom men and women of God, sons and daughters, we are not of this world. Our kingdom is of God, right? So therefore, our resources are not relied upon Wall Street, the stock market, your job, come on, the silver, the gold, the currency, the dollar, the federal government, whatever. Those are not your sources. They are simply conduits. They are simply the middleman. God is our source. The psalmist said, I was young and now I'm old, and I have yet to see the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg of bread. He said, the young lions therefore lack. But those, come on, who seek after the Lord, those who hunger after the Lord, lack in no good thing. No good thing will I withhold from those who walk uprightly. My God, come on somebody, shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Now that we've established that, listen, I know it looks crazy. We just had another report today, another 4.something million people just quit their job. So they have no sources of income as far as a job goes. Now, listen, I'm going to get tough with some folks here. The Bible says a man or woman that is not willing to work should not even eat. Listen, I don't believe in all that silly stuff that you can just quit your job and have no desire to work, no desire to have ambition in life, no desire to do better, no diligence. The Bible says the diligent hand shall prosper, but the Bible says the lazy man will not. He will suffer and he will hunger. So if you're not willing to work with your own hands, you're not willing to labor, don't expect to go out to your mailbox and find a hallelujah, $1 million check in the mail. That's not how God works. I'm going to say this. God will never do in a miracle what you and I can do in our own strength. Let me say that again. You guys have heard me say that before. God will never do in a miracle what you and I can do in our own strength. Go look through the entire Bible where supernatural blessing and breakthrough came to men and women of God, and you'll discover when they did all that they could do and they acted in faith, believing God, working in diligence. Come on, I'm going to say something else here. God, nowhere in the Bible did God ever call a lazy man into the ministry. Woo! I'm going to say it again. Nowhere in the Bible. You go find it. Every person, Old Testament, New Testament, that God called to do something great for the Lord, it was men and women of God who were diligent. They were working. They were working in the field. They were fishing. They were tax collectors. Come on. Elisha was plowing in the field. Here comes Elijah along. He throws the mantle. Come on, all through the Bible. Nowhere in the Bible did God reward apathy, but all through the Bible, God rewards diligence. So having said that, not everybody's qualified for what I'm about to pray for. Listen, I know there's hard times. People are getting laid off. People are losing their jobs. If you, having done all you can do to stand, if you're in that category, you're now, here's another one. And you're honoring the Lord. You're in covenant with God through your giving. He who lends to the poor lends unto the Lord. Bring ye all my, come on, bring ye all your tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house, saith the Lord, and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you have not room enough to receive. Listen, our ministry has prospered and it's been blessed and it's been successful. Our family has been blessed and we have the capability to bless others. You know how we did it? We began over 20 years ago when we made a covenant with God and said, we don't care how tough it gets. We don't know how, we don't care how hard it gets. We will always honor God first. Honor the Lord with the first fruits of thy increase, that thy barns may be filled with plenty and that thy wine vats will burst forth with new wine. Come on, honor the Lord with the first fruits of your increase. When you honor the Lord in your time, your energy, your strength, and your finances, God will open the windows of heaven. Again, Malachi 3, it's the only place in the entire Bible where God says, try me not and see if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you have not room enough to receive. And then you know what else it says? And I will rebuke the devourer for your name's sake. So if you fall in that category, then I'm going to pray for you today. I'm going to pray that God blesses you. Yes, I believe God wants to bless you. And I believe God wants to prosper you. And I believe God wants you to be the head and not the tail. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every individual today that's watching or listening. Lord, for that man and that woman, Lord God, for that single mother or for that single father, whoever you are that's watching today, that you are the providers of your home. I pray the blessing of the Lord be upon you. I pray the Lord, his blessing be upon you and overtake you in Jesus' name. I pray that the windows of heaven, just according to scripture, would be opened over your life, that God would begin to shower his favor. He would begin to favor his righteous cause. Lord, that you would prosper your servants, that they may arise and build, that they may arise and distribute, that they may arise and begin to help fund the gospel around the world. You said this gospel, the kingdom shall be preached to all the world as a witness, and then the end shall come. Lord, I thank you that one of the ways that we do that is through our giving and through blessing the houses of God, missionaries, and so on and so forth. I thank you, Father, that is when we take an act of faith and begin to honor you with our tithes and our offerings, we are displaying to you that you are the Lord of all, even our finances. Father, you said, for where our treasure is where our heart shall be also. You said that we cannot serve both mammon and God. So today we lay down our idols today. Lord, whatever it is, if money is our idol, we lay it down at your feet today. Now, how do you lay it down at his feet? How do you break the idol of money? I'm going to tell you how you do it. Start tithing to the Lord. You will break the back of financial idolatry. Listen, I'm telling you, if you can't honor the Lord with 10% of your income, guys, I'm telling you, to me, that's elementary. I remember, I feel like the Lord spoke to me many years ago and said, if we can't obey God in this, how are we going to obey him and move on to the greater things and the deeper things and the more revelatory things? Again, Bible says that if God cannot entrust you with what is little, how can he make you ruler over what is much? Hello? Come on, somebody. In other words, listen, when God saw many years ago that he could entrust me and my family with what was little to tithe with, he knew that he could trust me no matter how great the income came and the finances came. We always honored him. Always honored to put it first. And because of that, I can honestly agree with what the psalmist said. I was young and now I'm old. I consider myself old. I'm almost 40. I'll be 45 in, what is today, the 4th? In 13 days, I'll be 45 years old. So I can kind of consider myself old. At least my kids think I'm old. But anyway, I was young and now I'm old, and I've yet to see my family not forsaken, nor my seed beg of bread. I've yet to see it. God has always been faithful. I need somebody to testify today. I need somebody to agree with me today. And listen, we are praying and believing God today for you to prosper, to excel, and to exceed in 2022. You will be the head and not the tail. May this be your greatest year in your business. May your business prosper. May your finances prosper. May you get out of debt in Jesus' name. Listen, my family and I are believing for that. We are believing to be utterly, completely debt-free in Jesus' name. I'm talking about, when I say debt-free, I'm talking about home. I'm talking about vehicles. I'm talking about student loans. We don't have some of these things we don't have, but I'm just using those as examples. Whatever your debts are, come on, begin to stretch your faith. Begin to believe God for the big things. Begin to call it out and say, God, I thank you today that you're bringing in the money to somehow, some way, you're going to enable us to pay off our debt. And it's going to take sacrifices. It's going to take labor. It's going to take a setback. God's going to give us a plan. He's going to give us wisdom. He's going to give us revelation. He's going to give us insight. And we're doing that by coming into agreement with prayer. Listen, when you pray about things, God many times, instead of, again, bringing you a check in the mail. Now, he could do that. He's done it for us many times. I'm not saying he can't do that. But many times the way God will bless you financially is by promoting you. Come on, your boss comes along and said, you know, we don't even have a position for this particular position in this facility, but we are creating a position and we want you to fill it. And we're going to give you an extra $20,000 a year if you'll fill this position. Now, how many believes that would be favor of God? Come on, God can do that. God can bless you and do that. And we just need to believe for that. Now, Father, I'm going to pray for probably one more thing, guys, and then we're going to close this segment. Lord, I know that there is many, many people today that are believing for total healing in their bodies. And Lord, right now, I'm asking, Father, that you would begin to manifest yourself this year. We are believing, God, I'm believing that, Lord, you will manifest yourself this year as Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. Lord, many of us come to you today with ailments, infirmities, diagnosis, sicknesses, weaknesses, whatever it may be. Some of these are minor. Some of these are major. Some of these are literally life or death. Father, but you are not intimidated by what they are. You are not moved, nor are you nervous. Because I thank you, Lord, Father, that you're the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, is above any disease that's named. Come on, any variant that's named, any ailment that's named, any diagnosis that's named. I thank you today that God, you're still distributing the children's bread. You said healing is the children's bread. And Lord, we are still able to partake of the children's bread. I thank you, Father, that your word says you yourself bore our sicknesses and took our infirmities. So Father, today we lay it at your feet. We lay it at the cross. We lay it at Calvary. We lay it at, Lord, your throne today, and we take up our healing today. We walk in our healing today. Come on, I need you to agree with me today on this. I need you to open your mouth and begin to declare it. Father, I thank you that I am healed. I am whole in Jesus' name. I'm walking it out. I'm living it out. I thank you that, Lord, this year I'm getting victory over, and you just name whatever that is. Name that ailment. I'm getting victory over that. This year, I will not be bound by that disease or that ailment or that infirmity, or despite what the doctor says and what the report of the doctor is, I shall believe the report of the Lord. And Lord, I just agree with that over all of our listeners, all of our viewers, over all of our partners. And Lord, I just thank you today for every one of them that has joined us for this special prayer segment. God, I pray, Lord, I can't wait, and I'm excited to hear prayer testimonies, people messaging us, Facebook comment section being filled with people saying, I was healed of this. I got delivered of this. My marriage was reconciled. I got a promotion. I got a supernatural breakthrough. I got a blessing. Come on, begin to watch God move on our behalf. And I thank you today, Lord, we receive this today. We believe it today. And Lord, having done all to stand, we will stand therefore and watch and see what the Lord shall do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Guys, I hope, again, that you've enjoyed this special segment. I know it's a little bit different. Yes. I want to encourage you, if you've not yet downloaded our free app, it's right there on the screen, where to find it, Google Play Store, Apple Play Store, type in End Time Headlines, go to find it, download it. Hit yes to push notifications. You're going to get notified of all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You're going to get all of our podcasts on right there. You can watch or listen below. All that's going to be there. Again, it's free. Download the app. Don't forget to do that. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. Again, as always, if this ministry is a continual source of information, revelation, blessing, equipping, encouragement, or all the above, We want to give you that opportunity. Or maybe this is your home church. Many, many people don't have a home church. They don't have a home brick and mortar church because of their location, because of their circumstances, whatever the case would be. And you, if you consider ETH or End Time Headlines to be your home church, we ask that you be obedient to the Lord and to the Holy Spirit, and you give accordingly and according to what the Holy Spirit puts upon your heart. We ask that, and you could do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order, and you can make that out to you right there at your screen, End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. And again, that's Monroe, Georgia, 30655. As always, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for coming on. Listen, we're going to take a break tomorrow as we approach Wednesday. It'll be right in the middle of the week, hump day. And we'll be back on here on Thursday. And we've got probably Thursday and Friday, because I've got a segment that's going to be crazy. You don't want to miss this. We're going to talk about some incredible and chilling things that are taking place in 2022 that you don't want to miss that. And then on Friday, I think we're going to close it out with a message that I announced last week about the rise of, and such will be false apostles that rise in the day. We're going to do an expose kind of thing with that. I'm going to show you a lot of verses of the Bible, and we're going to completely expose something that a lot of people have taken, gullible people have been taken captive to. We're going to probably end that probably on Friday and do that. So until then, we pray the Lord bless you, may he keep you, may his countenance be upon you. God bless you guys. We'll see you Thursday.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.